we both come from education. You're K through 12, I'm higher education, and I've worked in nonprofit spaces. So the culture is a little bit different when you do get in the corporate world. It can be cutthroat as hell. So if you incorporate these strategies and workflows to like support yourself a little bit more and you're prepared, I feel like you can navigate it a lot better because then one, people will immediately respect you, right?
Welcome back to your favorite six-figure chick consulting podcast. I'm Amanda.
And this is Professor Nandi Holmes.
And today we are talking about Empower Her, making sure that you are advocating for yourself in the workplace.
Yeah, we're going to get into that deeply. So how are you feeling about workplace environments and advocacy and making sure that you're profound in yourself throughout the day?
It's hard. It's hard. And I think that especially when you come to predominantly, actually, I probably shouldn't say that, but when you come into an organization that you feel a little bit othered, like you're the only speck in the sugar bowl, it can be really hard to advocate for yourself in a space where you don't feel safe.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it's really important that like Black and Brown women specifically, like keep, I mean, Shakel talks about all the time, their bad bitch list, where you are making note of all of the things that you are doing and that you are making sure that you are not necessarily a squeaky wheel, but that you are sharing the things that you are doing with others. Because if they don't know what you're doing, how can they celebrate it?
Yes, and this is important with review time, especially because one thing we're going to do is get a raise. One thing we're going to do is highlight our experience in black and white with the receipts to ensure that people understand our impact. I always tell clients, understanding your impact is probably one of the most powerful things you can do in your professional career. So like what I've done, I made a little Google sheet, and it's broken up by like KPI stuff. So like anything numerical, how many clients I've taken. For me, because of what I do, I also like to know like what clients are getting placed in jobs, how much money they're getting, time frames. But then also like admin stuff, like, oh, I made this system. I got this compliment from a vendor or like stuff like that to keep track. So that way when the time comes for your review, right? Hey, yo, you pull out that sheet and your boss gonna be like, damn, without this person, where would we be? None of this shit would have happened for real.
Absolutely.
So I think being really intentional and organized with that as well, and not just keeping it here, because if you just list it, like, girl, you can say anything.
Yeah.
What you gonna do to show me for real that happened?
Absolutely. And sometimes you have to realize that these companies, they make money off of keeping you small. And
Small
that's
as
something that
hell.
we talk about all the time. I was a number two sales agent in 14 states. Our footprint was 14 states. And at the end of the day, it was because I kept a list of all of my accomplishments, all of my KPIs. And when it came time for me to leave, everybody was pissed. They were like, wait a minute, no, absolutely not. And even when I see my former boss now, she's just like, so when are you coming back?
When are you coming back?
What's going on?
And that's also good too, because you just never know where life will take you. So it's like if you keep those doors healthily open and you might need to return them maybe in a higher capacity, and they see that value. Well, just for anybody, not you specifically, but I do think because you did have that list, you communicated your impact so people understood and saw your impact. And when you transitioned elsewhere, they understood like no one could really replace you because you made it so clear exactly what you bring to the table. So that way, if you need, if that's an option and you made that great relationship with your boss, and again, they understand your impact, you have healthy options.
Yeah.
You know, because you know,
It's good to have options.
you never
Yeah,
know.
we want to be choosy.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's good. I just started to do that because I felt really uncomfortable talking about my impact due to being the only person of color in anything that I did due to where I was raised and where I, you know, went to college and worked at in my, early in my career. Is just weird. Or even unfortunately in, you know, situations where I am around whole Black women, I've also had really horrible experiences with not feeling capable or able to do that too, because now it's like a competition. It's not seen as like me tracking my work and impact. It's like, well, why do you need to do that? Like, we're a team. You know, you like that? We're a team and family. We're all the same. We all contribute the same.
No, we don't.
Because we really don't.
We all contribute different things. I think that it's as wonderful as it is to be like, hey, we're a team. Everybody brings something different to a team. And not acknowledging that is like really detrimental to each individual contributor. So I'm glad that you always kept that list.
I think it's also just interesting, like seeing the background or anxiety around starting that or keeping that up? Because, like, one thing, like, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do that shit. And then, like, you realize, okay, it's a little bit of a task per week or per month. Like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to keep this up, or, like, yeah, it hasn't paid off yet. Like, I haven't been able to talk about it. No, keep that shit up, especially if you're at the same company. Like, just keeping that log continuously is helpful to, one, see your growth, too.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we've all lost out on seeing where we started and how much we've done that's helped the business, and being able to see that in real time.
Absolutely. And it's really important to be able to look back and be like, hey, this is how far I've come.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, especially like when you start somewhere new, it can be really intimidating to be like, oh my God, I just moved from like one field where I was like thebomb.com into something brand new. And I'm speaking from like personal experience, because when I left education, I was just like, I don't know that I'm ever going to be this good at anything that I do ever again. And of course,
that's what your DNA says. Come on.
Of course, that's like your imposter syndrome speaking. Yeah. But it's good to acknowledge, hey, I did that. And I feel like, especially in the Black and Brown communities, we are conditioned to be like, hey, you can't talk about your kudos. You can't pat yourself on the back, because if you do, you're being cocky and da-da-da-da-da. No, like, you need to absolutely toot your own horn, baby. You do. You do.
Yeah. And need that awareness, too, so that you know your value. And I think that's important, too, because when we don't know our value or purpose in the workplace, and we're allowing people to tell us what that looks like, now we're frustrated, or we seem like we're being treated unfairly. So I think that's also good for advocacy in the workplace whenever we are in these predicaments, that we understand our value, right? Like, you're not letting someone put you in a corner. I have been tried to be put in a corner multiple times. But when I tell you I run out that corner full force, and they looking at me crazy like, dang, are you sure? We were just playing. No, we thought that you would choose what we wanted. And I was like, absolutely not. You're not going to put me in a predicament where I feel forced at all. And I think because of me understanding what I've brought to the table, what I've accomplished, my impact on the business, I'm like, so if you're going to treat me like that, and I've really helped with your trajectory and like, because this is a program or with client initiatives, and you're going to try and put me in a corner? Oh, yeah. You try to play in my face, and that's not cool. So I'm going.
Absolutely.
And I want that for everybody to understand, like, you know, a job's a job at the end of the day. Like, yes, I have a passion for helping people. I think I will always be in a capacity to help people, right? But if I'm ever in a situation where the environment or the company values change to where they want to keep me small, or like, they don't see me for me, because I'm a human and I'm going to be me wherever I'm at, right? If I feel like people aren't valuing that or seeing that, that stresses me out, because now you don't care about me for real.
Absolutely. And it's like a slap in the face. It's disrespectful. How are you telling me in one conversation, hey, you're a great fit for the company, I appreciate everything that you do, and then my evaluation comes around and you're just like, oh, hey, you're a two in communication.
She's
like, I'm sorry, what?
And can't even tell you why, for real. So you just throwing a number on my shit. You can't even expand on why I got
absolutely
that.
Someone very close to me had that experience, like, within the past few months, where they were just like, hey, this evaluation is garbage, and literally went through the process of, like, fighting it, went all the way up the chain and had that bad bitch list.
Period.
And was able to list out, I did this and this and this and this, and this is why I am not a two in this, 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 and this. And it's just like, without that CYA, like that CYA fine, they wouldn't have been able to take it that far.
Yeah, you have to really have to be detailed, because people are going to have complete oversight. And I get, like, everyone's in their own world. They have their own things. But it's like, if you're in leadership and you're in charge of people, one, you should always be visible as far as their areas of opportunities and kind of assist them with how to fill that, right? You want your team to win. So why would you just sit there and let people hanging with vulnerabilities? It's just like a gap. I don't understand why it's like that. But then, like, if you don't do that, now you're just saying, like, oh, it's horrible. You get a 2 out of 10, which is crazy. But a 2, even a 2 out of 5 is wild to me.
Absolutely.
And then not even provide any type of strategic planning in order to get them up there. That's abandonment.
Or have any conversation ahead of time.
Well, intervention.
Yes. Interventions are, like, as teachers, as educators, like, you have to have an intervention for everything.
Yeah.
But once you move into the corporate America, it's just like, okay, sink or swim. And that's, it's frustrating. It's very frustrating.
That's why that turnover crazy, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know why we can't hold any employees. It's such a great place to work. We're a family.
Yeah, well, my family's dysfunctional as hell, and I want no parts. So let's keep it cute and corporate, okay? But yeah, like, I just want people to do better. Like, we dedicate so much of our time to work. Think about it.
Yeah.
Maybe 9 hours on average if you get a little hourly break, you know? And then you drive home, you get your kid. If you have children, you spend probably like 4 hours with them. You might have a little hour or two to yourself and then it's sleep. And then you're spending 9 hours at work. So you're trying to tell me I'm spending most of my time at a company that doesn't see me.
That doesn't value me.
Don't value me. And trying to play with me.
Yep.
I would be pissed if I got a 2 out of anything. I will be livid. I'll be at the CEO's office. Hey, yo, come train this manager. I don't know what they're talking about.
Yep.
A 2.
Yep.
I hope your friend's okay. Did she tell you what she got?
They changed the scores. They changed the values for most of them. Yeah.
And I hope that manager got a little training. I hope the manager
shaking. No.
Was on a pit.
They're shaking.
Put him on a pit. Talking about some 2.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's good. That just shows how organization, accountability, and intent mm-hmm. along the way, you never know when you're going to need that thing.
Absolutely.
So when you whip it out, it's time to play, you know?
I also think it's super important, like going back to what we were talking about earlier, where like you aren't afraid to like toot your own horn. Yep. When you do your self-evaluations, I'm going to need y'all to rate yourselves more highly than you are currently doing. Like you are not a meets expectations. If you are doing anything above and beyond your job description, you better put 4 or 5 on that. Like let them mark you down. Make them explain to you why you are not worthy of that 4 or that 5.
Yeah.
When I was still in education... When I was still in education, I literally would put like exceeds expectations for everything because y'all don't have me running around this school looking crazy. And then you're going to tell me, no, I'm below. I'm just
I'm just doing the bare minimum.
Absolutely not. Standard. Not when Miss Karen back here doesn't go to her duties and all of her kids are always bouncing off the walls and she's sending people to me. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Not the transfer of troubled students. Ooh.
Done. I was that teacher. I was that teacher.
I bet you were.
Yes. I was that teacher. But suffice to say, regardless of what industry you're in, it is important to know your worth. It is important to make sure that other people know it as well. And they can't know what it is that you're doing if you are not actively telling them. I'm not saying walk up every day, hey, I'm doing X, Y, and Z. But make a little list of everything you've accomplished. If you want to share that in your weekly meetings, pop off. Go off. Pop Absolutely. Off.
Or integrate technology. So we just adapted ClickUp maybe a few months ago in our company. And you can make your own little professional board where you can create projects or tasks, add notes, add files, screenshots.
I love ClickUp.
I love me some ClickUp. And whenever I do something that's individualized, I put it in there. So that way, when it is time for me to do my little review, I can input, I've done these amount of clients. Mm-hmm. I did this project. This is the result of that. If that has any monetary value, I'm adding it on there. I'm a screenshot girly. Screenshot. Click, 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 embed. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yep. It's just good sometimes if you need to do something a little bit more integrative or intensive in order to, sure, like, you make it fun. Like, I'm a CRM girl. Like, you know what I mean? I like things to be automized and in the files and forever there. So I do think if you need to do something like that to make sure that you have that support in order to do that, like do whatever you need to do.
And it's funny that you said screenshots. Like it is so important that you actually have like something tangible. Like a verbal conversation is not enough. It is never going to be enough. You need something to back that up because people will play in your face and be like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know about that initiative. I'm sorry. Let me go ahead and just screenshot this email that I sent to you from like 3 months ago where we actively talked about me doing this and the actual like results that came about of it because of it. Like, no, you need a CYA where you're actually taking like screenshots, keeping files, stuff like that. And like, it's not to say that people are going to play in your face like that all the time, but I mean, I would rather you have it than not.
Yeah, prepare for what you don't want to happen. You know what I mean? And I think that's a good segue into dealing with like friction in workplace. I've been in a lot of toxic work environments where it's like the person knows more than me because I was young. You know what I mean? I didn't really think, and I use a better word actually, didn't really think that people would try to manipulate me and try to have sidebar conversations that aren't tracked in order to like get me to do something, but it's not congruent with my expectations. So then when there's miscommunication and I'm doing one thing and then like, why the hell are you doing that? And I'm like, so-and-so said, and they're like, no, I didn't. So with that, I learned if you feel like there's any like vulnerabilities, issues that you might have, do not talk to them. And if you do talk to them, you need to record your conversation. I mean it. And if there's nothing like that, then email it. Like email, at least email like a, what is it? Like a
flying carbon copy.
Yeah, like, okay, this happened. Thank you for me in the
PCC. Oh,
over
like a recap.
Correct.
Yes.
We need the one because we're human. So like if I had a conversation a month ago, I might forget for real. So it's good for you as well. If there's something that might be impactful to like anything going on in your job, that you should at least provide a recap of what you talked about, deliverables, expectations, deadlines. So that way that's...
It's clear.
It is clear. And you have that in black and white. Yes. Don't do no notes on your notepad. Like, none of that. Like, either record it or you need a damn email. Like, you know what I mean?
Or if you're going to do it on a notepad, at least transfer it over to something that's more accessible.
That part. And it just needs to be communicated.
Yeah.
Because if it's just yours, it's like, okay, girl, you never sent that out. Like, how are people supposed to know? But if you send it out to the appropriate parties, now the accountability is more so in them.
Yeah.
So just make sure that you're being detailed with that, because a lot of people take advantage of people being naive or kind and trusting. And then that ends up biting you in the ass later. So just make sure you have your best intentions first and you prioritize your safety in the workplace first. Because I've seen this happen so much. Like, so many clients are like, yeah, Nandi, I'm ready for something new. My work environment's crazy. My boss is always looking at my LinkedIn, always having these side conversations, doesn't respond to emails. And I'm saying that's giving toxic. It's giving, send that email to HR. Because why are you dodging formal conversations that have any type of tracking? If I were y'all too, if y'all like virtual and you have Zoom, man, if you don't download one of those like integrations of like note takers for the meeting,
a lot of them are free.
not the recording, because I know some people are just weird, right? But like if you have like a note taker that it's obvious that it's integrated with all your meetings and you can prove like this is what was said, do it. These people are shiesty out here, and I never thought that so many people would just be openly nasty in the workplace and keeping an unsafe environment. But you have to just make sure you're good, because at the end of the day, if you can show facts every single time, I don't think they want a lawsuit.
Yeah,
I really don't think people want a lawsuit. You know what I mean? When you throw facts in people's face, it's gonna be really hard for them to like do what they want to do if they have their little favorites that are the big toxic bullies that just come out here. And
not even the ones that are their favorites, but the ones that are like so problematic and such a pain in the ass that like people don't want to deal with them. Because I had an altercation before I left education, like a verbal altercation, where another teacher was harassing a student. We're not going to get too far.
We sure are.
But the babies in that teacher's class, in my class, like whipped out their phones and they were just like, no, Miss Chin did da da da. Because of course, this teacher went and complained. And I was just like, listen, I am not in the wrong. But what you're not going to do is like physically intimidate a student in front of me and then not expect me to do something about it. Like, and this wasn't the first time that we'd gone toe to toe, but like that was the worst. And I literally apologized to my students afterwards. I was just like, that was not a good example of how to deal with conflict. I am very, very sorry. However, I'm going to need y'all to send those videos to me.
Oh, for sure. Nah, because the fact is people know who you are, Amanda. And for you to even raise your voice,
you know it was bad.
It was bad.
You know it was bad.
Good for the students being able to have their phones, because we couldn't when I was growing up. You got attention if you had your phone out. But good thing is different now.
But before that, there was like an email chain. Like there was actual documentation of like, hey, this is a problem. This is an issue. Like I am not the only person that this teacher has had conflict with. Something needs to be done. Yeah.
And that's a good thing as well. Like, don't let things go on so long. I have a friend that's going through something now with like a quasi supervisor, and she is condescending as hell. When I mean condescending as hell, I've seen emails and she's been there the longest, and it's like no one's saying anything to her. But I sincerely think she's let it go on too long to where the girl thinks she's able. You know what I mean? Like, when you don't.
Like, if you don't stand up for yourself, people, like, think they can walk all over you.
Or even report it to leadership. Because at this point, I'm not talking to you. I'm going over you because here's the facts. And, like, what are you going to do about it? Because this is very unhealthy. And I feel very drained off of it when I come to work. And, like, that's not sustainable.
Absolutely. Because then you can't do your job. You're not at your best.
Because now I'm like, damn, she's slapped me. The Slack message indication. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm anxious, scared, annoyed. And who wants to work with that every day? So I would say, like, I know some people try to rationalize it. Like, is it me? Am I having a hard time? Am I being emotional? After a few instances, if you're like, all right, this is a little wrong. And like, she's not really getting where I'm coming from. Yeah, babe, I would just go ahead and bite that bullet and go to leadership and be like, hey, I'm feeling this way. Like, what can we do to resolve this? Because some people you cannot approach because now I'm problematic. what is the word that they use for Black women?
Angry.
Angry. But I don't know what the other one is, but it's all the same. Like, now you're a mad Black woman in a workplace that you're hard to work with. Everybody's scared to talk to you now. And I know that's behind on your mind, but for me, it's like, y'all going to protect me because this is wild. And if you don't, we've experienced that. If you don't protect me, now what are we going to do about it? Because now I feel threatened. Because if it's blame bullshit, when these people are coming up in here just playing in your face and everyone's like, oh, well, you know, we'll do what we can or we'll do our best or and nothing happens. Okay. I think that's your sign. That's your sign. It's unhealthy and no one's going to do anything about it. And they're their favorites and you're not. So do what you need to do. But yeah, don't let that shit go on too long. Like, if you let it go on too long, it's just so much worse to take care of.
I think a good litmus test is like, if you wouldn't let someone in your personal like realm of influence or your personal circle talk to you crazy, don't let these people at work do it either. Like, that paycheck is not worth the consistent disrespect.
Period, because it's an exchange. I work for you.
Yeah.
I give you my time and energy.
Absolutely.
You slide that direct deposit into that out. Anything extra with that is not needed. So let's keep it professional and cute or else it's really going to be a problem. But I do think that's true. Like, I don't even let my mom. Love you, Mom. Don't even let my mom disrespect me. I'm sorry. I am sorry. I work too hard. I'm too kind. And I do too much for people for y'all to talk to me in any kind of way. So if I let my own mom talk to me in any kind of way, do you think I'm going to let you? Yeah. Talk to me in any kind of way.
My thing is, like, I would literally tell people, I'm like, my husband doesn't even talk to me like this. I don't know why you think that you can.
Come on, me. Yeah, I have to say please and thank you. We don't even raise our voices, so.
Just say good morning. Like, how you gonna walk by and just act like you didn't see anybody right here in front of you in the copy room? Like,
yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not even a morning person, I ain't gonna lie. So I'm not the, hey, good morning, how are you?
But you still greet people. You're like, hi, everyone. I know. And then you
true.
Do what
I
you gotta
do. Speak.
Yeah.
I do speak.
Pretend like there are other people in the same area as you.
Yeah. I'm.
Common decency.
Yeah, I'm big on just please and thank you. You know, if I open the door for you, I open up the door for men, women, whoever, right? If I promise you, if you don't say thank you, I'm closing the door, bro.
Stop.
And I say, excuse you. You can say thank you. That's rude as hell because I could have just let the door slam on you. But I don't like that because I don't like when that's done to me. So I'm like, you know, if it's a knife distance, I'm going to open up the door. But that's just courtesy. And that tells me a lot about who you are as a person. If you can't even say thank you, please, can you please? Because it's giving demands and like
expectation.
Yeah.
I think that's also something really important that we should talk about, because sometimes it feels as though things are expected of you in the workplace and you're just like, hey, this is someone else's job.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a fine line between, hey, we're all a team and we should all be helping each other out. But if you are literally doing somebody else's job 90% of the time, well, that's something that needs to be addressed.
True, because like, what are they doing with their time?
That part.
Because
they're getting paid, same as you.
They are. Yeah. And now you're doing two people.
And I mean, honestly, if they got hired after you, they're probably making more than you anyway. So, you know, it's definitely an issue.
Hey, yo, y'all need to have that visibility. I think that's what we're trying to get it down to. You need to know what's going on in and out, in between. You better make friends in HR and different departments to know what's going on. You better have those relationships because those screenshots are heavy on them Slacks, them Teams, all that shit. Like,
yep.
Yeah, because it can get pretty crazy, especially corporate world. I feel like, because we both come from education, you're K-12, I'm higher education, and I've worked in nonprofit spaces. So the culture's a little bit different when you do get into corporate world. It can be cutthroat as hell. So if you incorporate these strategies and workflows to like support yourself a little bit more and you're prepared, I feel like you can navigate it a lot better, because then one, people will immediately respect you, right? You might have to deal with a little bit of people being like a little weird. They're like, oh, who does she think she is?
Or, but then they recognize that you were like about your business.
Period. Period. Because it's not going to be me. Like, you're going to respect me because I spent, again, most
too
of
much
my
time
here. I could be with my daughter. I can be with my man. You telling me I'm here dealing with you, being weird, all up in my face, being passive aggressive? Get it together. Go seek a therapist, because it's not. Hey, you came here to clock in and clock out, do some projects, communicate, and go home, have happiness, joy.
Yes. Yeah. I can't even follow it up with anything because that was perfect.
So miserable. Like, it's just a job.
It is.
I swear it is. Like, I love what I do and I'm grateful, right? But like, if I was doing something different that paid well and I could go home and have a life, bro, have a life. Like, don't spend time being mad.
Like, if you don't like the life that you're living, don't take that out on me.
True, and change that shit. Do you know we all can do whatever?
We are all capable.
Capable as hell. I came from very minimal things. I had to work for everything that I had, and I'm grateful I learned, but, like, a lot of people just expect, like, to live in that, like, circle. Like, I didn't come from nothing. I don't know what to do, and this is my life. I wasn't born with money, or I wasn't born with knowledge or opportunities, or even, like, having parents that went to school, you know? And it's like, you just continue to have that fixed mindset. Let's focus on the growth mindset, because now you're going to be someone that thinks small and always has that victim mentality. And you sincerely are probably going to die with that and the life that you were given, when you can really create what you want.
Absolutely.
It might be harder.
And for anybody who is just, like, at home and is just like, hey, I don't know what fixed versus growth mindset is. Like, fixed mindset is literally like, hey, I can't do this, so I guess I'm just, you know, going to stick with what I already know. Whereas growth mindset is, okay, I don't know how to do this yet. I don't know how to do this, but I'm going to figure out how. Like, making sure that you are always growing, like, green and growing, instead of, like, dead and dying. Because at the end of the day, you are capable. And regardless of the systemic stuff, that's a whole different topic.
It is.
Regardless of the systemic stuff that's going on, regardless of the fact that we do have to work twice as hard, three times as hard, four times as hard to get half the credit, half the kudos, like, you can still be successful.
Absolutely. You got to do that tenfold and just know that you can't lift up. Like, you got to keep going.
Yeah.
No matter if you don't see it right now, it's going to pay off at some point. Like, I know when I was dealing with a lot and I was like, I don't even know what I want to do. Like, with the whole, like, law school situation and started working at higher ed, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing for real, but I'm just doing it. And then eventually it connected the dots for real. Like, I mean, I'm sitting here. You know, it connected the dots at some point. I just did not give up and I kept going every day no matter what I had going on. And I knew that I wanted better. So, like, who's going to do that for me? You know what I mean? Really, who's going to do that for me? That's how I feel about that.
Bars.
But yeah, we're so happy to just dive a little bit into empowerment and ensuring that you have that visibility and understanding of how to navigate the workplace and deal with issues, confrontation, feeling unvalued. And yeah, we're just talk about that. Tune into our next podcast video.
Thank you for being here with us.
Thank you so much. Take care.